This is Like Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke, and every once in a while, a story comes along that needs almost no introduction. This may not be exactly that story, but we'll let WUWM's Susan Benz take over after we tell you that she recently returned from, yes, the second annual wife-carrying competition in the little resort town of Minocqua, Wisconsin.
This might be one of those stories you have to see to believe, but I'll give it a whack. A warning to the listener, though. You're going to meet a lot of people. Don't worry about remembering names. They won't be offended. Let's start with a little music. Composed for the occasion by local artist Sharon Iltis, physical therapist by day, musician by night.
Gotta carry me to the end.
The scene, a beautiful late September Saturday morning in northern Wisconsin. People are gathering in Torpy Park along the shore of Lake Minocqua. Come to Minocqua in the summer and the town of 5,000 explodes with tourists and traffic. But now the pace slows and mellows with the change of season. Finally, the occasion. Wisconsin's second annual wife-carrying competition, fashioned after an international event held in Finland for the past 13 years. But its roots are said to date back to the 1800s, when Finnish men routinely grabbed women from neighboring villages, threw the gals onto their backs, and spirited them away. The spirit of the thing seems to be taking hold here in Minocqua. Last year, 6 couples participated. This year, there are 23.
I'm Holly.
I'm Rick.
Heidi.
I'm Dave.
Meet 2 of the 23 couples, sisters who roused their husbands and kids out of bed on a Saturday morning, drove all the way from Rice Lake, about 130 miles from here, to compete.
No,
they all seem a bit bewildered.
How'd you find out about it?
Our mom kind of found it online. I don't know.
What kind of training did you go through?
Rigorous?
No.
One time we did.
To see which way to hold.
They're sure of one thing. They're going home with 2 aquariums. Every couple is guaranteed that perk just for registering.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to figure out how we're going to pack the aquariums with all the kids back in the car.
So what do they have to lose? This is Jim Meyer and Kay Cravello, mid-practice. Kay's hanging head first from Jim's back.
We decided to come up from Conemaugh to do this, so we're just doing it.
How'd you find out about it?
Okay, would you like to tell her how we found out about this?
Hi, I'm Susan from Milwaukee Public Radio.
Well, hello. I'm kind of in a bad position to talk right now.
Well, don't let me. Don't take care of this woman.
Suzanne Flory is hanging around with her 2 young kids.
My husband's like running around making me nervous. We're up 4th, so.
Oh, you're almost there.
Yeah, I know. So he should be standing on the start line with me.
I leave Suzanne waiting it out and meet Nancy Bratton and Richard Chin.
And where are you guys from?
From Minneapolis.
St. Paul.
Yeah.
You are not.
Yes.
How'd you find out about this?
I actually found out about it through Richard.
Have you ever experienced anything like this?
No, I have not.
Can you put a few words to it, the atmosphere here?
I'm like ready to explode in anticipation.
I think it's exciting and fun. I just don't want to be dropped. I won't be. I don't want to take you down.
I want to drop her in the water a couple times.
And you do want to.
I want to drop her in the water.
You're going to do a couple knee bends out there.
It's a big rock out there, too. I want to drop her on.
How long have you guys known each other?
A couple months.
So your relationship is healthy. I mean, there's no sort of
not after
anger that. Going this, that you're yeah. going to, you know, he's talking this, dropping, this banging.
This is the end of it.
Yeah, this could be the turning point. So it's either, you know, make or break.
Jerry and Jamie Cornea are here from Wausau.
Did you compete last year?
No, we came to watch last year. Last year was the first year, so.
Did that look like fun?
So we signed up this year.
Okay, tell me about your training program.
He pushed me around the backyard one day in our wheelbarrow and then proceeded to dump me out into a tree. And then we quit.
Did you bring people with you to watch you?
Actually, my sister and her husband are in the carrying. We're in the ferrying, and our kids are in the pike.
Yep. The Wisconsin event has gone 2 steps further this year. Wife ferrying, women pushed around a course in wheelbarrows, and a pike carrying contest. Children hauling fish fashioned of fabric that dangle from poles. That's been added, too. But the blowout event is clearly wife carrying. Keith Smith, local organizer, is herding the teams together for a final review of the international rules they are bound to follow.
We're going
to
go over the rules real quick. So everybody knows, you've probably already walked around the course. You see where the log hurdles are. You have to go over them. Don't go around them. Go over them. The track is approximately 278 yards in length. And it's part sand, it's part grass. You got the log hurdles. You do have to go through the water.
Not only that, okay? Each team scales a steep hill and faces another hurdle before reaching the finish line. The women must weigh at least 107.8 pounds, another international standard.
Hopefully you've been practicing your different methods of carry. The fireman's carry is allowed, the piggyback carry is allowed. Our personal experience is that the Estonian method of carry has been
the Estonian carry? Let me try to explain. The woman hangs upside down, legs around the carrier's shoulders, arms locked around his waist.
Two fastest couples will be facing off with one another for one more time around.
Two by two, the teams queue up.
Okay, step up to the start line. Right there. Okay, at the sound of the horn. At the sound of the horn, okay?
All right.
Is coming out of the water across the sand. A little bit of a stumble, but that's not really a problem. Moving on to the grass, a little bit slower than the start, but still lots of gumption. Heading across the grass, both teams across the grass, approaching that very difficult hill. We've had one fall.
Dave Imlaw is a local media personality, WMQA Radio to be exact. He's following the action from the pavilion above the first leg of the course. Imlaw says he's never covered a sporting event quite like this one.
I've done baseball, I've done football, I've done hockey, but guys carrying ladies, that's a new one on me.
Is it now your favorite?
Well, it is. I anticipate this is going to be an ESPN sport with a satellite truck, satellite link-ups. One day, this will be an Olympic event. You can see that right now.
A petite woman is watching quietly from the sidelines. Barb lives here in town.
Why aren't you up there? You're the perfect physique.
I was teasing my husband about it. We were here last night. We were kind of scoping out the course. He says, after you run through the water, you go uphill, and then... I was describing to him from last year, I saw pictures in the paper about the ideal carrying. I said, any position is doable, but the upside down with your face in the guy's butt, I don't know. So
I spot a couple watching intently from a shaded spot near the starting line. Robert B. Gentry and his wife, Mary Sue Keppel, are retired community college teachers and writers.
Are you studying all the moves?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Which seems to be the most successful?
Well, my husband here is the ex-jack, so he understands these things.
It's all a matter of positioning?
Yeah, I think it's the person that does not hold on to the woman gets more aerodynamic speed. And if you notice, that particular contestant tends to win the race.
But I have a special love of the guy who hangs on to her with two hands. He may lose the race, but he won't lose his woman.
I should end the story right here, but you must be dying to know. Suzanne Flory's husband did show up, and at least when I saw the team, he was holding Suzanne's legs. They placed second and took home her weight in bratwurst. Richard and Nancy, the Minneapolis-St. Paul team, are the 2008 champions. Their bounty, 100-plus pounds worth of beer and $550. When I spotted them along the course, Richard was swinging his arms freely. Jamie Cornea was not dumped out of her wheelbarrow. She and her husband Jerry won the wife fairing contest, and her weight in pumpkins and gourds. The last I saw them, the Corneas were doling them out from the back of their car. As for Holly, Rick, Heidi, and Dave from Rice Lake, they headed home with two aquariums and say they're going to start training now for next year.
WUWM's Susan Benz produced our feature from the second annual Wife Carrying Competition in Minocqua, and thank goodness she took some pictures while she was there just to prove it really existed. We have a slideshow on our website, WUWM.com. The winners chronicled their story in an article for the St. Paul Pioneer Press newspaper, and there's a link to that from our website as well. I'm Mitch Tyke, and I fear that tomorrow's show will seem a little like a letdown after that, but we hope you'll tune in anyway, 10 in the morning, 11 at night, for another edition of Lake Effect from WUWM HD, Milwaukee Public Radio.